bounce back, staying afloat when life knocks you down. People who soar are those who refuse to sit back, sigh, and wish things would change. They neither complain of their lot nor passively dream of some distant ship coming in to rescue them. Rather, they visualize in their minds that they are not quitters. They will not allow life circumstances to push them down and hold them under. Charles Swindoll. Today, I want to talk to you about resiliency, which in this show I'll also refer to as strength to bounce back, or maybe building a bounce back muscle. The word resilience in itself means resilient, which means to leap back, which I would like to call bounce back. It's actually a Latin word that is pronounced resilient, that they get resilience from. So it's interesting that today I'm talking about bouncing back. My own life chips have knocked me down, and everything just crumbled before me. That is financially, emotionally, my health, spirit, you name it. Everything just crumbled within the last month, and I'm still in the midst of it, and I'm still in the midst of working myself to bounce back. So as I was thinking about what it is that I want to talk about in this podcast, I thought, you know what? I'm always motivating other people. I'm always inspiring other people. I'm always uplifting other people. How about uplifting myself at the same time, uplift all my listeners and learn about some of those things that what we do when we are down is what counts and what shows who we truly are. Remember how this show is all about your life? How about the show is all about what you do with your life, which is your gift to God? I'm finding myself in that position now, asking myself, what is it that I'm going to do with my life that is my gift back to God? So hang on in there with me as I talk about bouncing back.
Life is God's gift to you. What you do with it is your gift back to God. Well, in a world where challenges are plentiful, it's easy for us to feel discouraged. Yet with enough guidance and support, most people can achieve more in life than they ever dreamed possible. Well, beyond your fears is everything you ever dreamed of. For the Dr. Stem Show, we'll give the voiceless a voice and the hopeless hope. And now, here she is, Dr. Stem.
As they say, all hell is breaking loose. But all I know for sure is I refuse to stay down. I've been working on bouncing back, and as I do, I'm telling you, you're going to hear my thoughts, my feelings, my actions in the 10 things that I'll share with you today that will help me, that have helped me, that are going to help me no matter what to get back up. So knowing how to bounce back from adversity and life changes is something that all of us can do. We just need to know how. It is something that we all will go through one way or the other in life. Our chips will fall apart. The rug will be pulled from underneath us. We will need resiliency to build on our bounce back muscles. And we'll always need our own inner strength, inner belief to get back up. Resiliency, as they say, enables us to live a life that is based on choice rather than on being at the mercy of chance or habit or other people. It enables us, or maybe helps us, to manage these downtimes, which they call adversity, to bounce back when life has shot you down. It's that time when somebody breaks up with you. It's that time when you lose your job. It's that time when you don't have a house, a home to call your own. It's that time when you lose everything and your finances are zero. They're not even low, they're zero, and every check is bouncing. Those are the times that we call hard times, adversity, that you need the resiliency and the bounce back muscles to come back up. So what happens when those things happen? See, when you're living a resilient life, a life where you have the ability to bounce back and you know how, it's always encouraging to be in that part. But it's when the chips are down, it's when you are, you know, down and out, that you try to remember what it is that you know and you can't remember. You try to remember how strong you are, and everything around you is visibly showing you that you're not strong, that, you know, you can't do it. And you have to find in your mind to fight everything in your mind to say, of course I can. Of course I've got what it takes. Of course I can. And nothing else is evidence that is showing you that you can. Well, guess what? The good news is you can learn how to get back up. You can learn how to bounce back. And you can be reminded. That's why motivation, for some people, they say motivation, it doesn't work for me, that just being inspired and motivated. But guess what? Sometimes it's just a reminder to let you know of what is already within you, within your capability, something that you are able to do that you can do. And that's what motivation is about. And that's what the Dr. Stem Show is about, to remind you of the strength that is within you, to be able to face any challenges in life, to be able to bounce back up when you are down, to be able to declare and claim your own life and what it is that you are able and capable of doing in order to make this the best life that you want. See, I was used to being in the office and counseling people and coaching people online and seeing other people go through life and helping them get up. And when now my own life fell apart and everything just seems like, wait a minute, what did I do wrong? What is going on with me? Is when I realized that, you know what? I need to take time for me, because what I've done is I've taken care of everybody else. And at some point, I dropped the ball and forgot about STEM. I dropped the ball and forgot about taking care of me and preparing myself for moments like this. So as I do this podcast, I'm going to remind myself of the things that have kept me up, that have pulled me back, when moments like this happened before in my life. At 52 years old, of course I've been there, done that. Of course times have been rough, but guess what? Never have I been in this position. Never have I dreamt that I would out of a place that I'm renting and have no place to go and put everything in a storage and try to call everybody and anybody that I know and find nobody except one person that says, you know what, yes, come here, you can stay with me. Well, of course, I have a choice to go back to Boston where my family is, but I refuse to do that because my life is supposed to be right here in Florida. And I have a choice, and we'll talk about choices when that comes to it, you know, because I have together 10 things, or maybe 10 key traits, 10 key things that can help you as well to bounce back. But in this instance, they're going to help me bounce back because I'm on my way up. So let's take a look at those 10 key things that can help you and I bounce back. I guarantee you, and I'm telling you right now, I will be listening to this podcast many times over and over and over again until I get to implement each and every one of these 10 things and hear myself encouraging you and encouraging myself. So I hope that you will do the same, that you will share this podcast with as many people as you know. Because guess what? Life is a struggle for all of us. So when your life is up, somebody else is down. And sometimes when you're up, somebody else is up as well. But I find that most of the time, those people that are down don't get to talk to anybody. They don't get to tell anyone because they are afraid and embarrassed that maybe I'm the only one that's going through what I'm going through. And maybe people won't understand. And maybe it's me and what I have done in my life and what I'm not doing in my life. But I'll tell you what, life will happen. And these downtimes, they'll happen to the best of us. They will happen to you and I and the next person and the next person. So continue to share this podcast and empower somebody else, encourage somebody else if you are encouraged by this, because that's my goal. My goal is to encourage you, to empower you, to inspire you, but most of all, to let you know that bouncing back is a possibility for you. It's a possibility for me, and it's for a possibility for all of us out there. So let's take a look again at the 10 key things. The first key is laughter, positivity, and hope. Did I tell you that my name is Stembile? Dr. Stem comes from the full name Stembile. My name Stembile means hope. So whenever I see something that reminds me to be hopeful, I remember that my name is hope. And there's no coincidences in naming me or in the name that you have, because the good Lord upstairs, the divine, you know, being that is up there knew that I would have moments like this year and I would need to hold on to my name, Stembile, and have hope. I would have to hold on to that hope and faith and know that it's going to be okay. I have a quote from Dr. Seuss whenever I think about laughter, positivity, and hope. Dr. Seuss says, "I like nonsense. It wakes up the brain cells. Fantasy is a necessary ingredient in living. It's a way of looking at life through the wrong end of a telescope," which is what I do, and that enables you to laugh at life's realities. I love to laugh. I love comedy. But I tell you, when all this started happening to me, I didn't have the courage to laugh. I didn't want to laugh. I didn't want to hear anybody that tells me to laugh at myself, because I couldn't believe that I'm losing everything and everything is crumbling before me. But you know what? The reminder is you have to love and to have a positive and hopeful attitude of life and circumstances, no matter where you are and what is going on in your life. Don't take yourself too seriously. Have a sense of humor about the challenges of life. I know it's hard, and I'm telling you because I'm going through it right now, and I know it's hard, but guess what? I make it a point that I go against that grain and say I'm going to laugh anyway. Even if I have to go to YouTube and find comedy on YouTube and I just see Sinbad talking, you know, saying all these jokes, and I see Eddie Murphy, good old school, talking about jokes and everything, and I just laugh my lungs out. That's what I do. I'm going to laugh. And I want to thank my youngest sister, Nikki. Nikki is that kind of person that when she calls, when I call her, right? The first thing that we do is laugh. We both just laugh at hearing each other's voice. And then she says, "You know what? Sometimes you just have to laugh at yourself." Because she knows what I'm going through. And she understands that probably, if anything, the person that's going to be hard on myself is me. I'm going to be the hardest person on myself on why is it that my life is going like this here, because I work hard. I do everything that I need to do with all my might, my heart and soul. And why is it that I'm now at this point where I don't have anything and I have to start from all over? And she gets to cheer me up. We will laugh. We'll talk about fun stuff. And then at the same time, we'll cry about everything, and I tell her how the day is going, and I cry sometimes, but I know that at the end of that conversation, I'm so pumped up. We talk about the vault. I don't know if you guys have ever heard about the vault, you know, Esther Hicks, Abraham and Esther Hicks. They talk about the vault that, guess what? In your life, you have asked and you have created and you have wished and you have dreamt about certain things that you want in your life, and what happens is you have this vault, this empty, you know, this empty cylinder, I can call it, that everything is placed in there. And she calls it, Esther Hicks calls it, the vault. that has everything that you've ever dreamt of. And she says on a day-to-day basis, you have to imagine yourself seeing and looking at this vault that has everything that you've ever asked for. And all that there is to do is for you to take out the money, the house, the joy, the happiness, the peace, the everything that you need from the vault. And it's funny what she says. She says, the only thing you have to do is to keep your vibration up, to be excited about what your life is like, to be excited about what it is that you can do with your life because of what you have done to prepare for it, what you have done to ask for it, what you have done to dream about it. I mean, it's funny because a lot of people say, what do you mean? That's all I can do? And that's all she says, keep your vibration. That's why for me, the number one thing I had to put on this list as I talk about bouncing back is laughter, positivity, and hope. Because she says when your vibration is up and you are excited and anticipating, things start opening up, doors start opening up, your vault start opening and dropping things. And that's when you have those divine connections, those divine interventions, and a phone call rings and somebody sends you a check and a job opens up and you get this place to rent. I mean, everything just starts to come together when you're in that mode of joy, peace, and happiness. But most of all, when you learn to laugh and you learn to know who the people that will keep you in that vault. We always say to each other, stay in the vault, stay in the vault. And sometimes I call Nikki and I just say, "Stay, Nikki, are you in the vault?" Or she'll call me and say, "Stan, are you in the vault?" Stay in the vault. So I believe that happiness comes because you believe in who you are. You know who you are. You believe in what you are doing. You believe in what you want in life. You believe that no matter what, even if you're down, you have the capability of bouncing back and you will bounce back. So believe in what you love. Believe in what you want in life, because it's not crazy that you want the things that you want in life, that you want things, you know, in a certain way in life. It's not crazy. Well, you might sound or feel or look crazy to other people, but guess what? They're not you. So you have to believe in yourself. There is nothing that the next person can do to help you to become the person that you want to become, to have the things that you want to have, except you, yourself. And that's why that it's so important to be one number one cheerleader. I mean, I used to tell people about how important resilience is. And sometimes you get so carried away, you get so excited about helping other people that you forget that you will also need that same resiliency. And I know that with resiliency, when we talk about resiliency, which is bouncing back, the energy, the courage to bounce back, the knowledge to know that it's possible to come out of a storm, it's possible to get everything and anything that you want in life, that is possible. And knowing that, you have to be an optimistic person that always believe in the best of life, that the best things in life will happen even after the worst things in life happen. I don't know why and how life works like this here, but it's almost like when your world is about to change for the better, everything falls apart and everything just appears or does fall apart so that you can begin that new life that you want, so that you can begin to see the new things that you want, but most of all so that you can begin to take new action. Because sometimes we get so stuck in doing the same things over and over again, and then it's time to change. It's time to go beyond the fears. And if you don't, life will bring you there. And what I know about resilience people, you know, that are positive and, you know, that have hope, is that they believe in their own strength and they believe in their option, in the option that they have, you know, to choose what they're going to do on a day-to-day basis. They don't dwell on the problem at all. They don't call everybody and anybody and say, oh, you know, I'm down and oh, these things are happening and these are happening. They get to a point where they say, ooh, you know what? The more I tell people about what's going on with me, the more I dwell on that, the more that I'm going to stay in this position. So what they do is they begin to look forward and they begin to talk about solutions. They begin to see where they want to go in life and they begin to do the things that, you know what, they don't think they have the strength to do it. But that's what they need to do in order to stay afloat. So laughter, positivity, and hope are so important in the strategies that we're talking about today of bouncing back, because you want to be able to laugh. You want to be able to hang out with those people that make you laugh so that your vibration stays up and stays open. Number two, accepting and anticipating change on a daily basis. It is not the most intellectual of the species that survives. It is not the strongest that survives. But the species that survives is the one that is able to adapt and adjust to the changing environment in which it finds itself. This is a quote by Dr. Leon Magenson. In today's world of constant change, it is hard to hold on to who you are and manage the complexity of this unpredictable life, I tell you. The one constant thing that we continuously learn about or know about is change. So bounce back muscle is a quality that enables you to survive and thrive in a world of constant change. So what you want to do is you want to always be ready for these unpredictable events. You want to be ready when your life changes. You want to be ready when you don't have a way anymore. You can't find a way, even if you're on the right track. And things just seem to just, you know, be closed and every door seems to be closed. I tell you, I'm seeing God's hand right now. Even though I'm telling you that things have just fallen apart and things have not been working, what I have seen is God's hand in every single moment in my life.
Well, we're a new breed of talk radio, and with a new breed of host and shows to entertain and inform you. It's America Out Loud Talk Radio, with shows like Blue Lives Radio, OPSEC Radio Special Operations, shows that impact your health, like The Misdiagnosed Life, The Dr. Stem Show, What's Inside You, Mind, Body, Energy, and our newest show, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure. Thank you for sharing part of your day with us here at America Out Loud Talk Radio Network.
Number three strategy is embracing the power of choice. Today, I choose life. Every morning when I wake up, I can choose joy, negativity, pain, to feel the freedom that comes from being able to continue to make mistakes and choices. Today, I choose to feel life, not to deny my humanity, but to embrace it. This is a quote by Kevin Ossian. What does this mean to me? It means I have to be comfortable with using my power of choice, because every day I have choices and so do you. We have choices. I'm telling you, I can't tell you how many people think that whatever their circumstance is, I don't have a choice. When you ask them, I don't have a choice. I believe that we have choices, even if it's not a choice of action, but we have a choice of how we handle the situation, or of how we think about the situation, or what actions we will take. We have a choice. Using that power of choice empowers us and strengthens us to take action and to make the right decisions on a day-to-day basis. So you have to also know that you have a choice on how you deal with each situation in your life right now, or where you are with your life right now, you have a choice. It's not up to mom, dad, wife, husband, employer, or, you know, I mean, anybody else, a friend. It's not up to them on how you deal with the situation. It's up to you. We all have to take that responsibility, and we all have to take our own actions in order for us to be and do whatever it is that we need to do to get ourselves up and bouncing back. So if you're going to build this muscle, this bounce back muscle, resiliency that I'm talking about today, you cannot be afraid, you know, to acknowledge your own mistakes and, you know, the things that you have done wrong in life. You can't be afraid of your emotions or your fears. You can't be. You don't have space to be afraid at all. Instead, you have to always know that, you know what, we all make mistakes in life. And if you've made a mistake, then, you know what, acknowledge it, do what you have to do to avoid it, and bounce back. And that's what I'm finding myself doing at this moment. The number four strategy is asking for help. Asking for help does not mean that we are weak or incompetent. It usually indicates an advanced level of honesty and intelligence. And this is what Ann Wilson Shafe said. Well, it's easier said than done. Because in my head, if I have to call, pick up the phone, and tell someone that, look, I don't have a dime in my bank right now. I don't have gas money, and I don't have a place to stay. I'm staying with a friend, but at the same time, you know what? It's so uncomfortable being in that position right now. I tell you, I'll be honest. Hey, this is talk radio, right? I always expect that somebody's going to say, what? She's never been in that position before. Do you need $10? Do you need $20 to help you out in this, you know, downtime? Because it's not easy to ask people for money, but it's easy to tell them your situation without making that last request that says, you know what, now that I've told you my story, can you please help me? It's easy, right? Well, it is, but I've learned a bitter lesson. If you tell that story that, you know, things are not work well with you, that you're down and out, that you don't have enough money or even money to put gas in your car, pay the bills, to get yourself up, to bounce back. If you don't ask, most people are bound to listen to your story and live on and say, oh, you know what? We're going to pray for you. Oh, I hope things change for you. Because they just assume that you're doing the things that you need to do in order to get up. But what I've noticed is even to do the things that you need to do to bounce back, it needs money. It needs help. It needs people to be there to hold your hand sometimes, to talk to give you ideas, to turn you around and have you change the way that you do things. I've noticed that you need all that, but you gotta ask for help. You have to ask for help. You cannot assume that people are just going to give you what you need when you tell your story, or when they see you, or when they don't hear from you, or they don't see you. You just can't assume that they're going to know that you need help. You have to ask. And I have learned, like I always teach other people, but now the lesson is on me. I've learned that asking for help is not a sign of weakness to a resilient person, or to a person that, you know, is so ambitious, that is so determined, that is a stronghold. It's not a sign of weakness. Asking for support and asking for help is actually an encouragement. It is an inspiration, and it is a sign of strength beyond, you know, any other strength that I've ever known. Has it been easy to ask for help? No, it hasn't. Because what I have done is, I've done like most people do. I ask for monetary help only from those that I know won't ridicule and embarrass me. But then what I'm learning is, you don't know where the help would come from. So to build that strength, to ask for help from even those that are not close family to you, but those that you think, or maybe might be able to help you if it's finances that you need, that you can loan from them and then pay them after, because you're not always going to be down. That's why we're talking about bouncing back. You're not always going to be down. You will bounce back. And when you do, to remember to give back, not only to those that have helped you along the way, but to also help others that are down, because now you know what it feels like to be down. So asking for help, it's been one of those lessons, right, that has been just as hard as being patient. Because, well, you know, before all this happened, one of my most difficult lessons was being patient. I said, oh boy, I'm not a patient person at all. I want what I want when I want it, and I want it to happen now. But throughout the years, I have written in most of my books, if you've read my books, I write there about being patient, learning to be patient, and the things that I've had to go through and the things that I've learned on being patient. So just as I thought, oh well, I've learned the most difficult thing that was so difficult for me to do, I find myself having to learn the lesson on asking. So the key is to ask. Strategy number 5, being self-aware and connected. I have taught and read and practiced the concept of mindfulness. That was not enough, just teaching and practicing it the way that I did. Because this month I found myself needing, requiring to implement mindfulness, requiring to put everything on hold and just be aware of STEM and connect with STEM. I had to do this by turning off all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, turn it all off. It's nearly a month now that I've been off, and I just needed this moment in time for me to focus on me, to be mindful, to pay attention to where I am in the present moment. Because a lot of us have not realized how destructive social media is when you forget to take care of you, or when you forget that there will be times that you just need a me time, and just focus on you rather than focus on everybody else, what's going on with them, how to uplift them and how to coach them and how to train or speak to them, but just to put it all off and take a step back and realize that, you know what, at the end of the day, the person that I need to connect with the most is me. I'm connected to what is important to me right now in my life, in all my doings, in everything that I need to learn about how to bounce back. I had to turn off everything. I also don't talk to a lot of people that I was talking to before all this, because then I want the focus to be on me. I don't want to end up having to complain and talk about what's going on with me and all this. No. Like, you know, Sean Combs says, go figure it out. You got to figure it out. You have to figure it out. So I have to figure it out. And in order to do that, I got to shut everything off and be able to just focus on me and to connect with me. So if you follow me, I always post a dose of motivation and encouragement. And sometimes I'll put a quote, and sometimes I'll tell a story, and sometimes I'll do an audio. And guess what? My sister Nikki that I spoke about earlier, she sent me one of my doses that I sent years ago, I think, or months ago. I can't even remember. And the dose says, sometimes you just have to bow your head, say a prayer, and weather the storm. Oh, most definitely, I shed tears when I read it. I had to read it again and again. It said, sometimes you just have to bow your head down, say a prayer, and weather the storm. Saying that no matter how much you want to do to change your situation and environment, sometimes there's nothing that you can do except to be still, to watch, and allow the moment in time to pass. And I'm not saying that you be still and watch the storm on a daily basis and just not do anything in order to change your situation. I'm saying take time to just put your head to rest and rest when you've done enough for the day, when you've thought about it, when you've acted on it, when you've spoken to other people, and you can't act anymore, and your brain is overwhelmed, your head is aching, and the world seems to be turning around. Just shut the computer, turn off the phone, and lay down. I've had to do this many a time, and God knows I needed the rest. God knows I needed the downtime, and just shut everything down. And again, just being in myself and being aware of myself. Strategy number 6, living to learn. By 3 methods, we may learn wisdom. First, by reflection, which is noble. Second, by imitation, which is easiest. And third, by experience, which is bitterest. And the quote says Confucius, to bounce back, you will need to learn to take charge of your thinking and your emotions. Depressing, sad thoughts can quickly and will quickly take you down a spiral of more depressive emotions if you do not take responsibility and take charge of what you think and what you say. I am a psychotherapist, I am a counselor, I am a coach, and I talk to other people and help them to make sure that they conjure what they think and they can, control, let go, release those thoughts and actions that don't serve them. And I tell you, when it came to my time, I needed that advice for myself more than anything. So I'm sharing with you. And I repeat, you must be strong and willing to think that everything is possible for you, to think that you have what it takes to get yourself out, to think that you have what it takes to deserve the best in life. A lot of people, I'm telling you, life happens to them, they lose everything, or they lose a loved one, or they even stay with a loved one that, you know, they are not in love with, or they're not getting what they want. Well, that's another podcast for another day. Because when it comes to relationships, I tell you, I have so much to talk to you about. And yes, I'm going to be doing podcasts on those ones. But in this instance, we're talking about, you know, your ability to bounce back, your ability to make things happen for you. It's 2017. We started off, everybody excited. It's a new year. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And it's April already. We are 4 months into the year. And a lot of people have not seen what, you know, they can do or how this year can turn out to be. And yet you can be a person like, you know, our founder, Malcolm, who probably, if the year ends right now, right today, he's done way more for 2017 than, you know, any of us can do in 5 years for our 5-year goal. And he's done it in 4 months, you know, for America Out Loud, our radio talk show and podcast. He's done a whole lot of things. So there's people like that, and all of us can be. What is it that you're doing to living and learning and doing the things that you need to do? So my mind, my spirit is now focused on bouncing back. That's all I know. Because then when I come to this part here, I always get back to letting go and let God. And when I let God, He tells me that, look, you can go ahead and act on everything and anything that it is that you want in life. And I'm going to back you up. I'm going to be there with you. And this is where I tell the kids now, when I talk to kids, when I talk to women, when I talk to people, to say this is where the education is power. Because when you're educated, not just in the books alone, but when you are trained and you have a training and you have a profession and you have strength and you find, you know, where your weaknesses are, but you have certification in something that you can do in life, bouncing back is easy. Because I'm a licensed psychotherapist, I'm a life coach, I'm a podcaster, I am a motivational speaker. I do empowerment seminars and workshops with people, you know, teenagers, parents, with, you know, organizations. I teach soft skills. I go in there and talk to them about stress management. You see, I've done all these trainings in preparation for this bounce back moment. And now I can dig deep into those, you know, experiences and expertise and say, okay, one of these, more of these will come up, pan out, and pull me out of this situation right now. So the reminder is, what is it that you have? Because when things are working well, if you're listening to this and things are working well in your life, it's time for preparation. Because those downtimes, they come and they will come to you as well. Number 7, value the importance of health and well-being. Intelligence comes into being when the mind, the heart, and the body are really harmonious. This is a quote by J. Krishnamurti. I was diagnosed with diabetes. For most of you, I did a podcast on that. In September of 2016, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure and diabetes. So for me, right now, my number one thing is to make sure that I don't worry, that stress is not even an option for me, because I cannot deal with being on those shots for diabetes where, you know, I was giving myself shots for insulin shots. And just the thought of them makes me say, okay, I'm going to think positive, I'm going to exercise, I'm going to eat well, and I'm going to do what I need to do in order to bounce back up, because I can't afford to do all those things. I got diagnosed with that because things were starting to spiral down and I was worried and I was rushing and I was doing this. And then in doing so, everything broke down, the body, the health broke down. And I'm not going down that route again because now I know better. And when you know better, I always say it, you do better. You know? So I wake up now every day and say, thank you, Lord, for as long as I can see another day, I am healthy and I am well. I know everything is going to be all right.
We are excited indeed to be celebrating our 1-year anniversary here at America Out Loud. And we could not have done it without you. Well, in short order, we've become one of the fastest growing podcast and talk radio networks in the world. For all the latest news, entertainment, your blogging, and now web TV. As we celebrate our 1-year anniversary here, and we'll see you back at AmericaOutLoud.com. Well, I'm not sure why we take our health for granted, but I know that many of us do, include me in that company. Recently, I had a couple of health scares that got my attention real quick. I started a new product called Healthy Cell. I took it for about 3 weeks, and man, I started to feel really good. I found myself sleeping better at night, had more energy in the day, and less stress and anxieties, and just feeling better overall. Well, with those kind of results, I knew I had to do something, so I reached to the company directly with a request to bring Healthy Cell back to America Out Loud, and here it is. Well, typically you'd pay $110 plus shipping and handling. Well, now you get it for just $79.99 for the monthly plan, plus free shipping. That's right, they'll pick up the shipping and you pay just $79.99. Use the code OUTLOUD on HealthyCell.com or just click the banner on the front page of AmericaOutLoud.com.
Health is life. Mental, emotional, spiritual health is life. In order to bounce back, you need those muscles for your health and spiritual and mind solid. You got to take care of themselves. I mean, you got to take care of them. You have to take care of them. I do. Number 8, practice appreciation and gratitude. We always hear people talking about gratitude. Be grateful and be appreciative of your life. And I think for some people, it's really like, you know, you just want to be conceited, or you just, you know, want to do what the people are saying that are motivators and inspirators. I tell you, it's so key and important. Because people who bounce back in life, people who do well in life, that are successful in what they do and the life they create, they know that this life is not a one-way ticket. And this life is not even all about them at all. The life that we have now is mostly about how we can help and support other people in our lives. It's that knowing that when you help another, when you do for another, when you understand another person, it makes you understand yourself. It makes you understand that deeper part of yourself that also needs help sometimes, that also needs uplifting sometimes. So I this is true because then last month, right, I was hired by this organization in Boston, Massachusetts to be one of their speakers. And I also was a panelist at their conference. And I was in the middle of my stuff of not knowing what my next step would be. And I get a phone call and they said, oh, we want you to come and be our guest speaker. Is that possible? And of course, that's a prayer answered. I'm like, of course, that's possible. I'm coming in. And at that moment, I knew I needed that attitude that says, yes, I can and I will, right? I went there and I tell you, man, I forgot all about me. I forgot all about what was going on with me because the people there were so into everything that I was saying and everything that I had prepared for them, the questions that they asked, the discussions that we had, I found myself in my realm and I was comfortable. I was at home. But I knew then that I can't give up, and giving up is not an option. I needed to continue working on myself and bouncing back, because moments like those moments of finding myself in front of thousands of people speaking, motivating, and doing workshops and seminars is what is fuel to me. That's what helps me bounce back and live my best life. And I knew that I needed to continue to be on that track, to think more about that, to market myself more on that, and to continue to do that because that's what keeps me going. What is it that keeps you going? You see, I even found myself, my voice was raising as I was speaking about this in this 1 minute that I got to talk about this moment in Boston. I know now that it is never dark 24 hours, 365 days a year. There's always light after dark. Seasons change. Situations change. There will be rain, snow, and cold. But you know what? More than anything, as the Bible says, joy comes in the morning. Number 9, embrace failure and disappointment. Character cannot be developed in ease and quiet. Only through experience of trial and suffering can lead the soul to be strengthened, ambition inspired, and success achieved. This is a quote by Helen Keller. Just like any successful person, any resilient person has done, I also have developed now a mindset of not being a victim. I am not a victim. I have a survival mode and a survival mindset that says I'm a victor. I expect myself to make mistakes. I expect myself to fail. I expect myself to be disappointed and also to disappoint. But most of all, I expect myself to be successful, to be happy, to be joyful, to be loved and to love, to know that I am strong, and to know that my bounce back muscle is stronger than it has ever been. My ability to overcome adversity, embarrassment, denial, failure is stronger than it has ever been. And that you have to also know. Know that sometimes it'll be because your habits of what you have done in life has brought you to this moment. Embrace that and love anyway. Learn from your experiences. My mother always says, experience is the best teacher. She tells me that my grandfather on my dad's side is the one that used to say that all the time. Experience is the best teacher. At these difficult moments and times, you have no choice but to get to that mindset of saying to yourself, I will learn from this difficult time. Is it the moment right now? Maybe not. I'm finding myself more and more each day that I'm getting to that point that now all this is now a lesson, and I've had to take a look, sit there and ask myself several questions. What happened? What went well? What didn't go so well? What can I do better next time? What can I do to prevent and avoid this next time? Okay? Life will happen. But answering these questions for myself will make it easier to face another downfall, to avoid it, or to even prevent one that is similar. I choose to respond to unforeseen downfalls in this moment, any unforeseen failures that will come my way, by embracing this bounce back strategies that I'm sharing with you today. Because like I said, being alive and healthy, emotionally, spiritually, physically, today is my number one choice, the number one thing that I have to do. Because remember we talked about choices, that you have a choice. One of my number one choices is to make sure that I am emotionally stable and physically stable. Number 10, be adaptable, flexible, and be willing to flow and go with the waves. Bruce Lee said, be like water making its way through cracks. Do not be assertive, but adjust to the object and you shall find a way around or through it. If nothing within you stays rigid, outward things will disclose themselves. Life is unpredictable and challenging. Be willing to adapt, to be flexible, and to flow, to go with the flow when you need to be. All those that know me, they know that I'm not afraid to move. I'm not afraid to shift. I wrote the book, It's Time to Shift from Fear to Faith. I wrote the book, Beyond Your Tears, Thriving Beyond Your Tears, Bruised but Never Broken. And guess what? I get to live every book that I've written. I get to live every lesson that I have taught in all those books that I have written, in all those talks that I have encouraged and empowered other people. So what is the lesson for me in this number 10? You have to be flexible. You have to be able to adjust and let life happen. Learn what you have to learn, but be open to living beyond your fears, because that is where your joy, your happiness, and freedom is. Those who know me also know that being encouraged and encouraging others is what I always say. But at this moment, I needed this encouragement more than anything that I have ever needed. I'm not afraid, but I found myself being afraid. In fact, you know what? I was scared shitless in this moment. Oh, yeah, I said it. Those who want better in life, like myself, that will use all these 10 strategies that I've shared with you today to build their strength and capacity to lead the life they desire for themselves. They choose to embrace those things that are unpredictable in life, the pain, the embarrassment, the adversity, those unease things that you have to do. You got to be able to embrace all of that. Is it easy? No, it's not. But I promise myself to listen to this podcast for as long as I live to remind myself of those things that I need to do, that I have to still and quiet my mind. I have to make sure that I focus on not stressing myself. I focus on the strength that I have, on the people that can get me back up, on the people that can help me, and most of all, to depend on what it is that I can do for myself, in order to set myself for that bounce back. You have to do it. You have to go through life. It's unpredictable. You can do it. I can do it. I am, and I will. So remember, if you want to have a resilient life, that life of joy, peace, and happiness, the life of success, debt-free, oh, it's possible. I've read and listened to people that say they are debt-free. Every bill is paid for. And if they can do it, I can do it too. I will live debt-free. And my whole goal will be to work and make sure that every debt is paid in full. And it will be paid in full. This is no doubt scary for many of us. But if we choose to go forth and do what it is that we need to do, it is possible, it is doable, it is you know, easy to accomplish when you get there. And guess what? I always believe that there will be divine connections, divine interventions, and divine moments that will help sweep you through to that victory, to that place where you have to be when you have weathered the storm. We choose to stay. In fact, we don't choose. But if we choose to stay in this miserable life that we complain and fuss and say things are not working out, then guess what? It's going to be just as you see it and just as you dream it. I encourage you to look on the other side, dream big, believe that it's possible, believe that you can get through it, to live well, love much, love often, but most of all, believe that it's possible to bounce back. I know without a shadow of a doubt that I'm bouncing back. No matter what, I'm so excited to see you and meet you in my live seminars and conferences on the other side of my bounce back. This is Dr. Stem, your host. Remember, life is God's gift to you. What you do with it is your gift back to God. Be encouraged and encouraging. And to get in touch with me, you can email me at drstem@americaoutloud.com.